A former child protection manager has detailed a litany of concerns about child protection issues at the YMCA in New South Wales. The YMCA is under close scrutiny by the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse. One of the YMCA's childcare workers, Jonathan Lord, was convicted of assaulting 12 boys between 2009 and 2011. The inquiry was told today that more than a year after Jonathan Lord was arrested, YMCA New South Wales still didn't know whether all of its other employees had been formally cleared to work with children. The Commission also heard that in 2012, the Child Protection Manager was worried the organisation's child welfare policies were rarely used by staff and required updating. Emily Burke reports.
For a brief time, Catherine Clements was the Child Protection and Compliance Manager with the YMCA in New South Wales. She was employed last year, several months after police began investigating accusations that a former YMCA childcare worker, Jonathan Lord, had assaulted several boys between 2009 and 2011. The Royal Commission is examining how Jonathan Lord was recruited and how the YMCA and police responded when the allegations surfaced. It's also looking at other child-safe policies at the YMCA. Ms. Clements worked for the Y for only a few short months, but the problems she encountered were significant.
It seemed to me in the discussions I had of different situations that staff didn't think, oh, I'll refer to the policy, what does the policy say? It didn't seem to be in their minds that it was a resource to their work. It was something in the policy manual. It wasn't applying to their practice.
She told the inquiry that workers had confided in her about their concerns about child protection. Ms. Clements recalled one example where an irate parent threatened to return to a childcare centre with a gun.
He said, look, for months afterwards I felt, well, is someone going to be waiting there with a gun? That doesn't seem a very good way to work. That's what he raised with the manager, and she completely endorsed her staff's concern. But she had raised that with the managers and didn't get a response for some weeks. And this worker was he said, look, I began to think maybe the Y doesn't see it as a problem because I'm a male, and maybe they think threats like that don't worry males. That's what was going through his head. The response when it came was for that service to write an apology letter to the parent, and his view, and that's why he'd wanted to raise it with me. He said, that doesn't seem the right response, and I still don't have any way to protect children when a parent becomes abusive. I said, well, I agree with you.
In the aftermath of the Lord case, the YMCA conducted an audit of its 1,800 staff to see that they were cleared to work with children. It took more than a year to make sure every staff member had completed a working with children check. Ms. Clements described so-called red flags around child protection.
Staff said, oh, I know that I'm meant to report concerns. If I see a risk of significant harm, I know I'm meant to report it. But I would be worried if I did that. Staff felt that they might lose their job even. And that's the kind of anxiety I'm talking about. There was this unease about raising concerns with management.
Jonathan Lord was sacked from a US summer camp for inappropriate behaviour before joining the YMCA in 2009, a detail that wasn't included in his job application. But Erin Turner, who is an outbound manager for Camp America, told the inquiry that Lord's application form for the summer camp itself should have been a red flag.
He talked a lot about one activity, but his reference was a completely different. His reference came from a minister that wasn't talked about in his application.
Anything else?
Yeah, just some wordings that his best friend was a 7-year-old.
Late today, there was close scrutiny of the YMCA's recruitment policy in 2009. Under intense questioning by Senior Counsel Assisting Gail Furness, the Children's Services Manager of YMCA New South Wales, Jackie Barnett, couldn't be clear on which policy applied in 2009.
I think I did try and locate that policy, just to refer to it.
And that was over the last month, did you? You tried to find it?
I believe so.
Were you successful?
No, I didn't have versions of 2009 policies. I only had 2007.
So you haven't been able to locate a policy, notwithstanding you have sought one, that was in place in respect of recruitment in 2009, that's right, but it's still your evidence that there was a policy in place, not the one that I've shown you, for recruitment and selection in 2009. Is that right?
I believe so.
That's the Children's Services Manager of YMCA New South Wales, Jackie Barnett. Emily Burke, had it was our reporter.